Now, anybody who would like to give a witness to share something of what you've experienced in terms of God's grace or love that's been personal, convincing, and perhaps life-transforming, give me a call and we can talk about it. All persons are welcome. But Lyndon's already shared a little bit with me about what this is about. I am convinced someone needs to hear what she has to say today. So, Lyndon, thank you for coming, and we'll turn the microphone over to you now.
Thank you. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Well, I was a very smart student. I always got straight A's. I was a National Merit Scholar. I graduated summa cum laude, luma buma wuma, whatever, all that stuff, twice. Okay? So I always figured, wow, great career in front of me, la-di-da, whatever I do, I'll be at the top of the heap, right? No. I ended up transferring out of engineering in the middle of my life into interpreting for the deaf. And I did some time in high school, and I did some time in middle school, and then I did 8 years at Athens Drive High School most recently. And last spring, the head honcho of interpreting for the deaf in Wake County said, would you like to go to an elementary school? I'm thinking, I'm 64. I'm kind of tired of hearing the F-bomb all the time. Yeah, elementary school. What a perfect, awesome segue to my retirement when I'm like 75 or something, probably. So I thought, you know, so I said, well, can you tell me anything about it? He said, well, it's Morrisville Elementary, and it's a third-grade boy. So I'm thinking plain, vanilla, deaf, third-grade boy, you know, cool, wonderful age, like about 8-ish. Maybe 9. And those of you who have been in education know that when you change schools, especially schools as radically different as Morrisville versus Athens Drive, you're basically starting a new job. You don't know anybody, nobody knows you. Ta-da-da. First day, I get directed to the room. Is this Mrs. Carey's room, really? Okay. I had been placed with a third grader in an ID mild mod self-contained room with 6 other kids who are pretty much off the chain. And I'm like, this is so not fair. I am really mad. I am so upset. My asthma went through the stratosphere. My physical body reacted in every negative way possible. Until last Wednesday, when one of our boys had the most pitchinest, memeiest, screaminest, weirdest, took 2 adults to drag him down to the office. And the littlest boy in the room plastered himself against me and sobbed. 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, I don't know, minutes, and looked up at me and he said, Miss Lyndon, we're safe, aren't we? And I just thought, you know, God keeps putting me in these places. Not necessarily my will. My will would have been way different. Oh, I would have been big hoo-ha, you know? Everybody look up to me, be cool, be blah, blah, blah. That's not what it's supposed to be in my life. This is what it's supposed to be in my life. That these children, that each and every one of these 7 kids will have a safe place to learn as much as they possibly can and will always know they'll have a hug. And that's where I'm staying.
With where we are in life, but when we come to that place of recognizing it's God's will for us and we surrender to that will, we're freed up for joyful obedience, and you can see the joy on her face. She's been set free, but see, she's also been delivered from her asthma, and ever since that surrender, her health has improved. We wrestle with all kinds of things. It affects our health as a result. God is good. He calls us to do some things that we know perhaps we would not choose. But then again, we realize that He trusts us to be in those very places, perhaps where a little kid can feel safe. What could be better than that? So let's have a short word of prayer for Lyndon and for all the people right now that are in school system. Dear Lord, we thank you that you call people to the classroom. You call people not just to teach, but to be in a room and to be of such a presence that children can feel safe. And even, Lord, to get a hug. We thank you, Lord, that there are teachers like that. And we ask your blessings upon them. Be with Lyndon as she continues to walk in this way, in this calling in her life, this season in her life. And Lord, each of us, we pray for Lyndon and for all other teachers and for the students. We pray, Lord, for those who have gone off to college. Our thoughts are with them as well. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful privilege of prayer when we recognize that you are the one who gives us what we need. In Jesus' name, amen.